What is up, diehards? Wes Monell here. Mr. Wes in the building for A-Wall Sports. Before we get to the basketball scores, there's somebody that's no longer in the building with the only team he's ever played for at the NFL level. And that's about to change. The Vikings declined the option on a contract, making this running back a free agent. Adrian Peterson. Anybody? Anybody out there? I hope you didn't hear me, because think what you will, I want to be the first caller. You already know I think he has one more good year in him. That team better have a decent line. Then again, it's not hard to be better than what the Vikings just had. Kansas City officially makes some moves to start their 2017 season. Jamaal Charles joins AP in the market. He also gets released. To be honest, your guess is as good as mine if he has anything left in the tank. It is a fair question, but I'd rather be that team that signs him as a change of pace back. Yeah, you don't want to feature him, the wear and tear, major injuries, but he could be a low-risk, possible cherry-on-top acquisition. I think if you're the Texans, why not try to pair one of these vets up with Lamar Miller? They could further protect the vulnerable quarterback position. Maybe play more like the Titans. Or a team with links to these guys, like the Eagles and head coach Doug Peterson, who spent time in KC with Charles. Personally, I would rather have AP over Charles, so if you're a team that needs a feature back and you're kind of desperate, you don't already have a guy in place, if you need a guy, go holler at Mr. All Day. I'd put AP next to Carson Wentz for whatever he's got left. Him, along with a second year back in Wendell Smallwood, I'll take that. If I'm Green Bay, it wouldn't hurt to bring him into the locker room for another year, referring to Adrian Peterson, a year or two in the other locker room instead of running all over you. Who knows? You just converted Ty Montgomery from wide receiver into the backfield. Eddie Lacy, free agent. James Starks, cut. There's a void. You can keep him in the division. Same with the Lions. They can do it. Please, don't let Seattle, or even worse, don't let New England get their hands on him. That's a scary thought. Ugh. The Redskins and Giants could use him. Really, a lot of teams could. But I'm mostly talking about playoff hopefuls. Both veteran backs want to play for a winner, a contender. So keep those teams in mind as well. Like Denver, trying to bounce back. Oakland, who might let Latavius Murray walk away. The Colts, perhaps another team. Like I said, there's a lot of teams that should be interested. The obvious one being Jerry Jones over in Big D. He probably wants Peterson more than anybody else. Crazy to think, but I think they would actually, in Dallas, they would actually feed AP and Ezekiel Elliott 20 carries each if they could, if they're winning. So that would totally be on AP and how he sees himself as a real fit or not. Clearly, there's other places where he would be guaranteed more touches. We can all see that. Moving on, a couple more decisions made by Andy Reid and company. Just when we thought the Chiefs were going to use a franchise tag on safety Eric Berry for the second year in a row, the All-Pro gets a six-year mega deal. Highest paid safety in football, 78 million reasons. Good for him. That's a guy that's persevered through some serious stuff. Love the player. Skeptical about the long-term commitment because of the health thing. But in the NFL, it's easier to move on and release someone, and we have two prime examples of that just today. Meanwhile, right guard Laurent Duvernay-Tardif gets a 5-year extension to continue blocking in Kansas City. The Chiefs making a lot of headlines, taking care of their own, painfully moving on for someone else. Anyways, Duvernay-Tardif becomes the fourth highest paid at his position. Andy Reid always seems to reward his linemen. And not that I ever thought Alex Smith's job was really in jeopardy, but for the 100th time, the coach and GM have repeatedly and publicly claimed that Smith is their guy for 2017. Just like the Redskins and their QB, using the franchise tag on Kirk Cousins again. The word is out on Cousins and his preference to play for former coach Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco instead. But I like the decision by Washington. It's the right thing to do and the best thing for them. They're looking for a couple of first rounders to even consider a trade, which is unlikely, but you know the nature of the business. Who saw the Sam Bradford trade coming? Going to Minnesota. The Steelers, also in the headlines, they franchise tag running back Le'Veon Bell. I really like the move. Make him prove that he can stay healthy. Yeah, we all know he's talented. For whatever reasons, he's missed games, 17 of them in 4 seasons as a pro. The two-time Pro Bowler seems to get banged up by the end of every season. This time around, it was the first time he actually laced up for a playoff game, and he didn't finish. To me, he's kind of like the Kyrie Irving of football. Unquestionable talent. People want to hoist him on a pedestal. I get it. I understand. But guys like me need to see more. The few of us that there are, maybe. But prove that you can take care of your body. Off season, off the field, in the weight room, recovery. Prove the consistency. Don't miss these games. Hamstring here, groin there. If you do all that, then these guys, then they can become all-time greats. Pittsburgh not done just yet. Antonio Brown signs an extension, making him the highest paid wide receiver in the league. 5 years, 72 mil. No, I'm not a big fan of contract talk, but there you go. Between Brown and Barry, since, they're the highest paid at their position, I figure I'd just give them to you. They're both at the top of the food chain now. Congrats to them. AB, he's a 5-time Pro Bowler, finished first or second in receptions for the last 4 seasons. He's a 4-time player of the week. He's my favorite target in the game. He gets so much separation. The feel for the game is second nature. The shake that he has, and then to earn all of that yak, baller. The Giants tag defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul. The 2010 first round pick missed a few games last season, but so far he's tallied 50 sacks for Big Blue, making 2 Pro Bowls, and he's also a 4-time player of the week. There was really no doubt about JPP staying in New York. So yeah, football creeps back into the bulk of the headlines, but we are in the thick of the basketball season. The playoffs only 46 days away. That's exciting. As for last night's games, at MSG, DeMar DeRozan sinks a game winner for the Raptors 92-91, sliding by the Knicks, riding DD's 37 points. That's four straight wins for Toronto. In the effort, Carmelo Anthony's 24, the most for NY. Just not enough. And a side note, recently released guard Brandon Jennings from the Knicks. He denies that he's interested in the Pelicans and will reportedly be heading to the Wizards. Huh. That's interesting. He would get more burn in the Dirty South, but DC, they missed out on Lou Williams at the trade deadline, losing out to the Rockets. They really wanted an offensive-minded guard to come off the bench. Sounds like they're about to get him. Elsewhere, Pacers, 117-108, looking good in Houston. Jeff Teague steps it up for 25, matching James Harden. Indy's team effort contains H-Town to only 10 three-pointers. While they connect on 13 from the distance themselves, Lou Williams, a scoring machine, the guy knocks down 28. Golden State rolls in Philadelphia, 119-108. All starters for the Warriors score at least 14 points, led by Kevin Durant's 27 and Draymond Green's number one. That's a double-double, guys. To go with five steals, Dario Saric puts up 21-7-7 in the loss. Dubs win their last four. 102-95, Cleveland shows Milwaukee the door. Interesting to see the Cavs on a tight eight-man rotation. Nonetheless, LeBron James, 24-10-6. Kyrie Irving hits 25 to go with 9 dishes. It's tough to be a star in this league. Giannis Antetokounmpo contained to 9 points in 42 minutes. His teammate picked up things. Rookie Malcolm Brogdon leads the Bucks with 20 off the pine. The Hawks go into Boston and blow them out, 114-98. Both Dwight Howard and Paul Millsap notch double-doubles. D12 did pick up 2 technicals to get tossed. And for the first time in 40-something games, it's ridiculous now, but hey, a team holds Isaiah Thomas for the first time in that span under 20 points, limiting him to 19. That is no easy feat. Mavericks 96, Heat 89. Seth the Younger Curry and Harrison Barnes on the money for 53 points. 19 points, 19 rebound performance from Hassan Whiteside. And Goran Dragic hits 24. Then the Timberwolves breeze through Sacramento 102-88. Yeah. Karl Anthony Towns, 29, 17, 3 swats. Yeah. Andrew Wiggins, 27 and 4 steals. A-Dub on fire, 9 straight with at least 25 points. Wiggins certainly making a name for himself as one of the more prolific scorers. And then subbing in, Shabazz Muhammad reaches double digits for the 9th time in February. On the losing end, Costa Kufos tried for the Kings with a double-double, also known as a number one from In-N-Out. And Ty Lawson, one assist away from one of his own. It's a good game for him. If you've got a free night to watch hoop, 6 games on tonight. The best two are probably OKC at Utah. Also, the Wizards at Warriors. Happy Tuesday, diehards. Taco Tuesday, I guess. I just eat a lot of tacos on whatever day, so. Twitter fingers, send a note my way, AWOL_West. Get in on the conversation. The AWOL Sports Facebook page. All that good stuff. Talk to me during games. Talk to me when you have these thoughts. Oh, my favorite team should do this, or that team, I don't know about that move. Whatever it is, talk to me. I'll put it on the air. Hey, I'll shoot you a line right back. Twitter, Facebook, whatever it may be. All right, diehards. Have a good one. Hope it's been a good start to your week. So long.